I did get word that Sight and Sound, the app for Sight and Sound, if you want to download that, you can, for free today, you can watch their play on, it's on TV, on their TV, but it's the live presentation of Jesus. It's for free the rest of today. So if that would be something that your family would want to do this afternoon or this evening, just simply download the app, and then you can go from there to Sight and Sound. It's the Sight and Sound app. So if that would be something, I understand that it's pretty high quality. If you've ever been to a Sight and Sound presentation, it's even when they bring it to the TV, it seems to still pack the punch. So it would be worth your while to give that a look-see. Maybe this afternoon. So, Cheryl and I, as you have probably heard me say, we've been in the journey. Because of my current situation, I don't get out and around a lot. So, we go for rides. Get us out in, and it's a little easier to ride than it is to do some of the other things that maybe I will be able to do in the future. But right now, riding is one of those things. And as we have told many of you, we've ridden by your house and we've asked God to bless you. And so if you've had all of a sudden you've had a blessing, it might be because Cheryl's sticking her hand out the window and blessing you and speaking God's blessing into your family. And then we end up through Lloydsburg multiple times. We've ended up through, you know, through Hollidaysburg and all Blue Knob, everywhere you can imagine, we've ended up. There's roads that we were on that I didn't even know there was a road there. So, and we ask ourselves as we get on that road, where does it end up? And we have no idea. And some places we don't have like cell service. So once in a while, Cheryl can pull it up on her phone and said, if this is going to end up over here. And she said yesterday when we were riding, which way should we turn here? And I said, I'm not sure, but this feels like it goes toward Martinsburg. And so I'm going to turn this way because it seems to be going back the way that maybe we need to go at this time of the evening. And it was that. It did turn, and we did come back toward Martinsburg. So I don't do too bad with this feels like this direction, and I should turn here. Once in a while, I get kind of backwards, and I end up where I don't know where I'm at. But the more you drive the roads, the less that happens, right? So, but often in our journeys, Cheryl will say, I need to stop at the store for a particular thing or for some things. And so if we're down in this quadrant of the county where Walmart is that choice, so we stop. And if we're up in this quadrant, it's usually Giant Eagle that we would stop at and get. We're not partial to any. And when I get on the other side of my affliction, I'm actually going to break my fast. I have not been in the Giant Eagle or Walmart in 4 years. So just of my fast of those two entities. So Cheryl has been there, but I have not been there. I haven't walked in the door since in 4 years this month in either one of those stores. But I don't have anything against them. I dropped Cheryl off at the front door. And so I dropped her off at the front door at Giant Eagle the other day. And you drive by the windows are there in front, and they had some signs hanging in the windows. I don't know if you can see. And so just like anybody with a good smartphone, you can't read the signs, so you take a picture, and then you blow it up on your phone because, heaven forbid, you got out of your vehicle and walked over there to see what they say. You know, so that's what I did. So I took this picture, and I don't know if you can see that there's four signs here. And I was just interested. They were new from the last time we were there. They were interesting to me, what these signs, what did they say? And so I blew them up. I don't know if you can see them real good. It's Epic Savings. It's talking about your perks, right? I guess they have perks, and if you buy certain things or get gas or whatever you get perks. And so you get, they're starting off with this row of signs with Epic Savings. You can get Epic Savings. And they got a grocery basket here and a gas pump. So I said, okay, I don't fully understand all the dynamics of being in the loop, in the Giant Eagle loop, but Cheryl understands that more than I do. And so then I went to the next picture, and it was this one, and it says, turn your purchase into perks, and it's called, and this lady is here, it's called the Accelerator. And I'm not here to give an ad to Giant Eagle because I really don't know what that means. It's just the accelerator seems to be gas. I don't know. And if you fill up your car, maybe they work as your accelerator. I don't know. But I just kind of passed by that one, and I come to the next sign, and it said this, easy to earn, easy to redeem, the percolator. And I assume that that has something to do with coffee. I don't know. I'm not sure. The guy's holding the phone, so I'm not sure. I didn't search these things out on the web. I don't know. I'm not a Giant Eagle specialist now. I was just looking at the signs waiting for Cheryl to come out with bananas and milk. That's all I was doing. And I come to the next sign, and it said this. And it says, feel the thrill of redemption. I said, no, wait a minute. You're stepping in my ground now. And then it says, the Redeemerator. I said, nothing against Giant Eagle, but you ain't the Redeemerator. And you can't give me the thrill of being redeemed. And so for the full moments that I had there, I was just really processing, God, man, this is only something that you can offer. Redemption is something only you can offer, God. And to feel the thrill of redemption only can come from you. Giant Eagle has a lot of good deals, and they can be the percolator, and they can be the accelerator, and they can give you epic savings, but they're not the Redeemerator. Because redeeming is something only God can do. Redeeming is something only God can do. To redeem is to purchase back something that has been lost. You can push the button. Purchasing back something that has been lost by the payment of a ransom. If I look at the Giant Eagle sign and I look at that definition, I've got to go in there and pay a ransom for something that's mine. Really, they're not the Redeemerator. It's just not. It's false advertising. You can be the percolator, and you can be the accelerator, but you ain't the Redeemerator. Because it's nothing in there that was once mine. You're claiming, that's all yours. And I could come in there and pay money for that stuff. But to be redeemed, to experience redemption, the thrill of redemption is to purchase back something that has been lost. So the question is, what's been lost? What's been lost that we sang about the Redeemer? What's been lost? It says this in 2 Corinthians. It says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ. That's redemption. Because you were in the old, because you were separated from God from sin, from Adam and Eve, sin. Now it's in your DNA, and you're separated from God. And God wants this relationship with you. He wants to give you something that was rightfully yours. It's a relationship with Him, but your doggone sin's in the way. And so there had to be a ransom paid for something that is supposed to be yours. So that you can have what is yours, what is supposed to be yours. It's yours. And God said, but you can't do it. But I can, because I am the Redeemerator. Because I am the one who can pay the price. Because I am the one who wants a relationship with you. I am reconciling you to me. I want you not just to be redeemed. I want our relationship, God is saying, to be redeemed. I want a relationship with you. I'm not just trying to give you a ticket to heaven. I'm giving you a relationship with me. But your sin has gotten away, and so there had to be a ransom that was paid. That's what makes God the Redeemer. That's what makes Jesus the Redeemer. To feel the thrill of redemption, it comes from God, not Giant Eagle. And He wants to redeem you and your relationship with Him. And He wants to reconcile you and me to Himself. I've entitled this message, Seven Choices That Leads to Redemption. Choice number one. Jesus chose to step into humanity. How can redemption happen? How can this relationship with God be brought back in? It starts with Jesus choosing to step into humanity. If he didn't step into humanity, there would be no redemption. There would be no Easter if there wasn't a Christmas. But from the beginning of time, Jesus said, I will step into humanity. Because, Father, I know you want a relationship with your creation. I know you want a relationship with people. And I know that I will be the Redeemer. And I'm willing to be the Redeemer, God. And I will step into humanity. Because you want to reconcile to yourself. You want to reconcile to yourself a people. You want to reconcile people to yourself. You want to be the Redeemerator. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The two things that you need to be redeemed. Jesus said, I come with a whole skid steer bucket full of grace and truth. Because my job and my ministry and my choice was to redeem, to be the Redeemer, to purchase back what was yours, to purchase back something that God wants you to have, this relationship with Him. Why? Because God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. You can push the button. Why? Why did He step into humanity? What does redemption mean? This, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish but have eternal life, or this relationship with the Father. Your relationship would be redeemed. See, in the garden, this relationship was a reality until sin entered the environment. And then there was a separation from relationship and mankind. And God says, I want to give you eternal life. And we know that eternal life is not just heaven. That eternal life is described and defined for us in the Scriptures as having a relationship with the Father and the one who He has sent, Jesus Christ. To know them intimately. That's why we don't... Why would I want to surrender this relationship with God? That God went to the nth degree to give me because He is the Redeemerator. He wants to give back something that I am designed to have. A relationship with Him. The first choice was Jesus chose to step into humanity. The second, Jesus chose to stay in the fight. Then Jesus said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little farther, He fell down on His face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but your will be done. The fight, the battle for your redemption, for my redemption, was getting intense in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I can remember being in Israel and walking into the Garden of Gethsemane, which is still there. And I could just remember just that feeling of walking in. A feeling of peace, but not that night. It was a feeling of a battle, a fight. And Jesus says, I'm going to stay in this fight, in this garden. In a few hours, He knows He's going to be crucified. In a few hours, He knows He's going to bear the sins of the world laid on Him. And in a few hours, He's going to cry out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's going to experience separation from God so you and I never have to. Just so we know, it's the only thing that Jesus cried out in desperation through the whole thing was when He faced separation from the Father. Because He wants you and I to be redeemed and never have to face separation from the Father. And he said, I'll stay in the fight. I choose to stay in this fight because I am the Redeemerator. Because I'm going to purchase back what is yours and what you are designed to have and what God wants you to have. I'm going to purchase it back for you. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. What does God want from you? He wants that. He wants more for you than he wants from you. As a matter of fact, you got nothing that God wants or nothing that God needs. He said, it's all this, and I send my Redeemer. And I be you. I want you redeemed because I want you to have a relationship with me. Because I love you. Because I care about you. Because this is something that I have designed for you to have. This relationship with me. The third choice is this. Jesus chose to be arrested. Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, good old Simon Peter, drew it and struck the high priest's servant's, the high priest's servant, cutting off his ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, put the sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me? You mean to tell me that I'm going to step into humanity? And you mean to tell me that I'm going to fight the battle of all battles in the Garden of Gethsemane? And now I'm going to bail now? Do you think this is going to be solved with a sword? And poor Malchus is laying there while he's rebuking Peter. He's sitting there with his ear on the ground. I mean, Malchus has got to thinking, what is going on here? Until Jesus reaches over right and picks up his ear and sticks it back on his head, fully healed. Don't tell me God won't heal us. For crying out loud, he healed the guy to come to arrest him. Not because he deserved it, because he loved him. And he wanted Malchus to experience redemption as well. Put the sword back in its place, Jesus said to Peter. This is reading from Matthew now. For all who draw the sword will die by the sword. And do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? Do you think that if I was going to bail here, do you think I need your sword when I have at my disposal 12 legions of angels? He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. And I've always believed this, those angels were ready. You've got to be kidding me, the angels are saying. Do they know who he is? He's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords. And they come to drag him away in the middle of the night. You've got to be kidding me, Father. Let me go. Let me go. Jesus says, no, I don't need them. Because I want to be the Redeemerator. I want to give back humanity what the Father wants them to have. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have this intimate relationship with the Father. So Jesus chose to be arrested. Number four, Jesus chose to endure the cross. And we could go on and on and on with verses about the cross. And let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We've heard the sayings, the nails didn't hold him to the cross. His love for you and I did. He chose the cross to stay on the cross because he wanted your relationship. He wanted my relationship. He wanted your relationship redeemed. It's not like he's trying to become an Eagle Scout. Oh, I got to do this one more thing. I got to get this badge. Just so we know, any badge that he wears is completely for your benefit and none for his. And he chose to endure the cross, scorning its shame, taking the penalty of mankind upon him, crying out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, experiencing those that were mocking him, experiencing all of the junk that came, the nailing of the cross, the whipping, the mockery, all the things for your benefit and my benefit. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. Because he wanted your relationship redeemed with the Father. Number five, Jesus chose to come alive. Just so we know, you can push the button. Just so we know, Jesus wasn't just, I talked to somebody about this yesterday, Jesus wasn't just doing nothing on Saturday. He told the guy on the cross next to him, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. So wherever Jesus is, he's in paradise. So just so you know, when you're in paradise, you're good. We trust that our loved ones have come that know Christ and have passed on before us, that they're in the presence of God. They're good. They're good. There is no more weeping and wailing, and there is no more tears, and there's no more pain. And we just sang about even some of that today. You're good. You're good. Today you will be with me in paradise. Jesus is hanging out for one thing on Saturday in paradise. For the second time, he chose not to stay in paradise. Just so you know, perhaps becoming alive again was a downgrade from where he already was. But he chose not to stay in paradise. He chose to come alive. He chose to defeat death. He chose to do that. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of Jesus. While they were wondering, what in the world is going on here? Suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down on their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. I can remember being at the Garden Tomb, celebrating communion at the Garden Tomb. There's something about celebrating communion here in its power. There was just something about celebrating communion when the sign on the tomb door said, he is not here, he is risen. Jesus chose to come back alive, to defeat death, so he could redeem, just let's pick this up, so he could redeem you forever. Because see, your relationship with Jesus goes further than this physical earth. And by coming back to life, your redemption is good forever. It never runs out. There's no expiration date on your redemption. We sing the song, when you've been there 10,000 years, there'll be no less days to sing God's praise. Your redemption is forever. And Jesus chose to come alive, come back from glory, so that he could defeat sin and death, and so that he could defeat it and give it to you. Why? For God so loved the world. that he gave his one and only son, that whoever would believe in him would have their relationship with the Father redeemed. Am I making sense today? Number six. Choice number six. Jesus chose to return to heaven. Who is he that condemns? Question is being asked. You think it's Jesus? That's kind of what the scriptures say. Who is he that condemns? Jesus Christ? Christ, is that your answer? I know we're in Sunday school, but really, is that your answer? You mean to tell me that he condemns, but yet he can become a human and he died and he was raised to life and is at the right hand of the Father? Do you think he did all that so he could point his finger at you and say, na 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 boo boo? Do you really think that it's Jesus who condemns? It's not that him that condemns. He is at the right hand of the Father right now, saying, Father, you can draw Mark because I got him covered. You can draw the down and out because I got him covered, Father. I paid the price so that their relationship with you can be redeemed, so they can have this intimacy with you, Father. I've got him covered. Jesus, if you take any of these out of this line, if you take any of this all the way from Jesus stepping into humanity to Jesus returning to heaven, if you take any step out of here, any of these six choices that Jesus made, redemption does not happen. If he doesn't step into humanity, no redemption. If he gives up in the fight, no redemption. If he gives up on the cross, no redemption. If he doesn't get arrested, no redemption. If he doesn't come alive, no redemption. If he doesn't go to heaven, no redemption. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life, would have this restored relationship with the Father. If you're here as a visitor, or you're here every week, and you're saying, I don't remember anything he said other than he kept repeating himself over and over and over. He must have something going on in between his ears. But he just kept saying that God loves me and God wants a relationship with me. It was something about John 3:16. If that's all you leave here with, you got a whole bushel basket full of stuff. Choice number seven. Will you choose him? He paid it all. But he's not going to ram it down your throat. But he's going to lay it in your life. He's going to lay it on your table. And I've shared this story before, but the guy in prison wanted to know if I was going to shove Jesus down his throat if he came to new life. And I looked him right square in the eye and said, you bet I'm going to. You should see the plunger I got with Jesus written on it. And I got two big guys at the door, and they're going to jump on you, and I'm going to ram Jesus so far down your throat, you're not going to be able to breathe for a week. And when we get done with that, I'm going to do a plate of spaghetti the same way. The guy had no idea what to say. Either did the counselor that asked me to come in and talk to the guy. I said, but don't deny this young man that God loves you and he wants a relationship with you. And he is not going to ram it down your throat. Therefore, I won't either. But never deny that you are designed for a relationship with the Father. And Jesus went to the cross because he loves you. And Jesus stepped into your world because he loves you. And Jesus stepped into your world because he wants your relationship with the Father redeemed. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Oh, children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God. So let me ask you, on this Easter 2024, would you make the final choice of the choosing of redemption? Jesus did it all, except for the final choice. And that's in your court now. And if you're feeling something, I just want to tell you who that is. That's the Holy Spirit saying, knock, knock, knock. What he's saying is my words to you today. What he's saying is truth. What he's saying is, I do want a relationship with you. But I got no plunger. I got no big guys. But I lay it before you. Will you choose Jesus today? Will you choose him today? And maybe you're going to say this morning, well, I chose him when I was little. I don't know really where I stand with him. Choose him today. If you've chosen him in the past and you know, can you just spend a moment just saying, thank you, Jesus, for taking the first six choices so I only had to make the final seventh one. Just thank him today for that. Oh, I know we're going to go here and we're going to eat Easter lunch. If you're in our family, everybody put their favorite lunch in a pot, and we drew out the name. So, and whatever it was written on is our Easter dinner for today. Just so you know, we're having baked beans, hot dogs, and French fries. And cheesecake.
Amen.
Happy Easter.
Amen.
But it's not about the ham, and it's not about the hot dogs, and it's not about the French fries. It's about Jesus.
Amen.
And he loves you.
Amen.
Why did he do it? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have a redeemed relationship with the Father. Don't leave here today if you don't know Jesus. I don't know how to know Jesus. Just let me carry this just a little bit further. The beautiful part of it is he already knows you. You don't have to sell yourself. You just got to turn to Jesus and says, Jesus, I don't know you, but I know you know me. And I want to know you. Forgive me. Redeem my relationship with the Father. Do that. Let your heart do that. Not just your words. Does that make sense today? New life. I was concerned that I wouldn't be able to preach today. God reminded me, you know, when you preach, you always get in the way anyway. Just let me do it.
Amen.
I don't care where this world's going for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world. He sent his Son into this world to redeem it. You stand on the road of lostness already. God didn't put you on any road. That's what verse 18 says of John 3. And God knows you're on the road to lostness. That's why he sent a redeemer. Giant eagle. They got good chicken. But they ain't the redeemer. Stand with me today. Father, I thank you for this day. I don't know what the next hours are going to hold for any of us. But I know who holds the next hours. So, Father, take us deeper with you. Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you chose, Jesus, to take the first six choices and lay them all on you, and then lay the seventh choice on our plate. So, Father, on this Easter 2024, we surrender our hearts to you. We surrender our hearts to you. And we say, thank you, Jesus. We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. Father, we're going to go now. And we're going to join our families and whatever else is going on this afternoon. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your redemption. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.